Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's the AVIDDONDE and the podcast on fmr.co.za. That lettuce that you bought last week is about to wilt and expire. No need to look at the sell-by date. And the canned food that you bought and stuffed in the back of the cupboard is way past its expiry date, but is surely still edible food. The mobile phone data that you bought or subscribed to is about to expire at the end of the month. Huh? That's not how expiry works. It isn't expiring. Something you bought and paid for is being taken away from you. You didn't buy a data permit. You bought data. It is yours. You paid for it. Why are they taking it away? On what basis? Because they're following the golden rule? You know the golden rule. They, the mobile operators, have the gold, so they make the rules. Well, that's why industries need government regulators, especially industries with strict licensing that create fake monopolies, like phone operators. A few years ago, the communications regulator ICASA, the very one we should be talking about, put rules in place about data that was expiring rolling over. That was in 2018. The thing is that the cell phone operators put enough hurdles up to make the use of the rollover impossible, so impossible that it really can't be used. Well, ICASA has grown some teeth, it seems, because there's some exciting draft legislation on the table. The only downside is this is draft legislation. We'll come back to that in a bit. In the new draft amendments, the regulations, ICASA has proposed that data, SMS, and voice bundles do not expire for a minimum of 6 months, except for promotional packages for both prepaid and postpaid users. Operators will apply new voice and SMS bundles only once the old ones have been used up. Operators must compensate users appropriately, that is, extending usage or giving a rebate for network outages or service breakdowns. Yes, only once previously allocated data is depleted may new allocated data be used, and data transfer between users on the same network will not be limited to specific products or payment types, except for uncapped or free promotional data. Fair enough. On the last point, ICASA said some operators have placed restrictions on how consumers can take advantage of the 2018 data transfer rules, and the proposed amendments are meant to address that. The proposed changes apply to any SIM card or device on the same network, including devices owned by the same user. It proposes there is also no limit to the number of times a user may transfer data. And now, an additional proposed rule is that operators may be ordered in writing to issue alerts to consumers on specific issues ICASA deems important. Issues such as notifications about fraudulent SIM swaps, fraudulent number porting, public health warnings, or any issues which affect consumers and that require immediate circulation of information. Fair enough. ICASA said affected parties must provide submissions in writing on the proposed regulations by no later than 4 p.m. on the 18th of May. Now for the good news, you are an interested party. So please, Google ICASA, submit a comment on how much you like this idea. And that's it for me this week, and it is a bit of a public service announcement, but I'm behind this the whole way. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of the social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. It's about time. Yeah.